Okay, we're up to Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. Continuing the description of what's going to happen at the time of Mashiach, where Hashem is going to destroy His enemies. Pasuk Tesvav, Acharif Harim Ugvos, I will destroy mountains and hills. And these two words are metaphors for nations or individuals who are very arrogant, very wicked, who make themselves distinct. B'chol es bam ovish, all of their grass, their vegetation, I will cause to dry up. In other words, all of their followers. If we said these two words, the mountains and the hills, the gvos, the valleys, they refer to different nations or different individuals. So the grass is then a metaphor for their followers. The samti naharos li'im, I will make rivers into im literally means islands, and here it means islands of desolation. The Metsudos David explains im lios choyrev v'yoyvesh, to be dry and void of moisture, like an island. So here we're referring to like a desert island. Until now we had here these beautiful mountains and these hills, and was full of vegetation, grass. But now I'm going to make these rivers, and these rivers which obviously is a sign of life, is now going to be turned to a desert island. V'agamim, and swamps ivish, I will dry up. So all these things are just references that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy all of these wicked people. If you look in the Rashi, Lefi Darkoi, is very into symbolism, very into Midrashim. Rashi, Achrev Harim Ugvos, Erug Molochim Vishalten, I'm going to kill kings and leaders, Shal Oyveid Koychavim Umazolais, Bechalasavim, Kol Hanilvim Aleim, all of the grass refers to all of their followers. Oyvish Lashmi Oyvish, Shulin Yindavar, Lach to Goyin Esav and Horos, I'm going to destroy all of these wicked people and all of those who worship idols. And then what is next? Pasuk Tezvav, V'hoylachti Ivrim B'derech Lo Yadu. I'm then going to lead, according to Rashi, this refers to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael at this point in time is going to be lost. They're going to be suffering. They are compared, this pasuk, to those who are blind. They do not have a proper, they do not have the ability to see. They need direction. I'm going to make those that are blind, B'derech Lo Yadu, and I'm going to take them on a path they did not know existed. B'nesivos Lo Yadu Ad Richem, I will guide them. I will lead them upon a path. And a sieve is a small path. A derech is a large path. Two different types of paths. Osim Machshach Lefneim La'ar, I will set darkness into light. What was thus far dark will now turn into light. And Uma Akashim refers to a crooked road. Limishar will now be straight, and will be a plain, will be a straight, easy path. Basically referring, it's referring to the time of Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enlighten us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us guidance on how to do tshuva and return to Him and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Elu Hadvarim Asisim, these are the matters which I have done. I have done in the past. Hashem says, "Don't think that it's impossible. There's a precedent for this. I have already done this for Klal Yisrael when I took them out of Mitzrayim. I took them to the desert. I took them through a desert where there was no water, there was no food, there was nothing, and I straightened out the roads for them. The Nani HaKavod went in front of them and straightened out the paths. So, V'loy Azavtim, I will not abandon them in the future." It's a very beautiful expression here. Hashem is saying, if you need Chizuk to believe that such a thing is possible, I can transform darkness into light. I can transform a crooked path into a straight path. You need now look and study more than your past, the history of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where these things have occurred, and the same thing will happen in the future. Elohadvar Masisim, I have done in the past, but Loi Azavtim, I will not abandon you, and I will do again these things in the future. Pasuk Yitzayin, Nosogu Ochor, turn backwards. Now, referring over here to the Avodah Zarah. We're referring, he's addressing those people that are worshipping idols and telling them, enough of this nonsense. Nasogu, at this point in time in the future, Nachadosh Baruch Hu will guide Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael and transform their darkness into light. Then, Nasogu Achar, they will turn backwards. Who's going to turn backwards? The people that are worshipping idols. That's not said explicitly in the pasuk. That has to be added to the pasuk. If you look at the Mitzudas, Mitzudas says, us, Habotkin, at that point in time, when Hashem will do what we mentioned in the previous Tupsukim, Habotkin, the Pesel, those that worship idols, Yevoshu, will be embarrassed. The Boishes, with embarrassment, V'yachshu, Lo'achar, and they will do tshuva. They'll be choizer, bis tshuva. Kederach adam hanil, and niklam, like a person that is ashamed, that he turns backwards, that no one should see him in a state of embarrassment. So they will turn backwards, they will turn around, they will be ashamed, deeply ashamed, those that worship idols, who will be embarrassed? Who will this repair? You have to add the words of the Gemara pasuk refer to these words as well. They'll be utterly ashamed and turn backwards. Those that say to a molten image, masecha means something that you pour. They pour molten metal into a mold to form an image. Atemelo, Heinu, you are our God. Those people that worship idols will, at this point in time, when Mashiach comes, will be deeply ashamed and will do tshuva. Pasuk Yitches. Ha-cher-shim, shem-shemo. Okay, now we go to a new theme. This is a new parsha, Parsha Stuma. And we now go to a new thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing, the Nevi'im is addressing the leaders. And this is very, very scary. Scary stuff here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing the leaders of Klal Yisrael and is calling them failed. He's telling them that they're failures. People have been put in a position of leadership, but have failed to guide their flock. And he calls them here deaf and blind. Now you would think deaf and blind refer to the hamoinam, to the population, the people that are not following in the mitzvahs. But no, we're going to see the pasuk over here, pasuk yutes, explains pasuk yutches. Very unique. Normally the pasukim don't. A pasuk says something and it lets you figure out on your own what the pasuk means. Here the pasuk makes a statement, and then the next pasuk comes along to explain, like a Rashi, let me explain to you what the previous pasuk means. So first the pasuk says just general statement, Ha-cher-shim shemahu, those individuals who are deaf, listen, take the wax, get the wax out of your ears. Vilcho ivrim habitu liros, those that are blind, open up your eyes. Look carefully what there is to see. Pasuk Yutes. Me either. Who am I referring to when I say the word blind? Ki im avdi. I'm referring to my servants. And the servants here refer to the leaders, to the Jewish leaders. V'chereish, and the deaf, ki malachi eshloch. They are like the messenger which I send. They are. Let's look. After add word, when it says here the words v'chereish, you have to add the word me. Let's look at them. It's a little bit complex how to translate the pasuk. We see this pasuk yitess v'chereish. I'm jumping into the middle of the parish v'chereish. Choizer al milas mihu. Hayoyseroi li kori chereish. What is the answer? The answer is Kimalochi Asher Eshlach Rotzulaimar Mish Nasati Chokma Bulibo Kuilu Shalachtev Lulamed Das Esaom Ruchu Kicherish Hoyishma Maasai Maasai Bnei Adam Lahaz Hiram Al Hadava. So when it says here in this part of the Pasuk Vecheresh, you have to add in two make believe words. And those two words are Mihu Cheresh. Who is the one that is deaf? And the answer.
So it says only it was a comma.
So it basically means that you're adding in the word me again. The pasuk. Okay. But then he goes on choizal milas me. Me who?
No, it doesn't say me. It says me, comma.
Oh, you have a comma. I don't have a comma in my. Okay. Choizal milas me, comma. Who hayoyseroi li kare cheresh? He is the one that's fit to be called a cheresh. I'm not so sure that the comma really fits there. Choizal milas me. Okay, I'm not sure how to break it up. But the idea is when it says in Pasuk, the Pasuk test begins, me iver, Who is the one that is blind? So it's a question. It's a rhetorical question. Who is blind? The answer is Ki Imavdi, my servants. They are not, they're looking the other way. They witness the Jewish people's sin and they don't care. They don't rebuke, they don't give them Musar. Then when it says V'chereish, it means who is the one that is deaf that I mentioned in Pasuk Yud Ches? The answer is K'malachi Eshlach. Is it anyone other than the messenger? Malachi means messenger which I have sent to my people. They should listen and they should hear and see the sins of the people, but they refuse to do so and they let them continue to sin. And then the pasuk repeats itself again, Mi iver kim shulam, who is blind, is it not the one that is perfect? Mishulam means a person that is complete. He is a shalem. And because of his milus of being a person that has all of the midos, a person that's complete, he has been appointed to a position of leadership. The iver, and the one that is blind, ke'eved Hashem, he is the servant of Hashem. So there's much repetition, especially when it comes to iver. Iver is repeated three times. And Hashem is complaining, these people, they who are leaders, they refuse to see the sins of the people and give them Musa. Okay, let's read again the entire Mitzudas Pasuk Yotes. From the very beginning. Mi Iver, Ki Ilu Yiforesh Tevarav. The Pasuk itself, Pasuk Yotes, is now coming to explain the meaning, the question of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Pasuk Yotes. Loimar, this that I included, the kosher means the people that are good, the good ones, and I insulted them by calling them deaf and blind. You know why I'm entitled? Hashem says, don't think I'm saying anything wrong. I'm entitled to call the leaders, the people who are seemingly tzaddikim, blind and deaf. Because if they are kimi hu hayoyser rohili kari iver, who is more deserving to be called blind kiim avdi other than my servants? Why? Al ki hu yodea umakir bekilkul hador, because he knows better. The simple people, they don't know the difference. They don't know what's going on. So therefore, they cannot be held accountable for the sins of the generation. They're ignorant. But the leaders, the tzaddikim, they know that there is something wrong that is being done, and there must be correction. And yet they stand at the sidelines, and they refuse to give the people musar. They are therefore more deserving to be called blind and deaf than everyone else. The eino mistakel b'maseim lehi to put them on the correct path and to repair them. The cheresh v'cheresh milas mi who hayoyser, they are the ones that hayoyser royally korei cheresh kemalache, like my messengers. Asher eshlach rotz loymar mish mesati chokh mabulibo kilu shalachti lamedas. I put wisdom in his heart and I have sent him on the path to teach people, but yet he wants to be deaf. Who is more fit to be called blind other than the one that is a meshulam? What is a meshulam? Hasholein b'midos, a person that is perfect in character. Ke'evet Hashem, kafal hadavar pa'amim b'sholosh, the pasuk repeats itself two and three times, kederech hamalitza, like it's common in these type of psukim, these expressions, you repeat them, you repeat yourself many, many times. So basically, pasuk yutes, it says the word either three times. I'm not exactly sure why. It only says the word cheresh, explains the cheresh, the deaf one, once, but explains the either three times. Either is the avdi, the either is the meshulam, and the either is the eved Hashem. And the cheresh is the malachi eshlach. Four different terms that describe the leaders of the Jewish people. The Avdi, Malachi Eshlach, the messenger which I sent for the people, the Meshulam, and the Eved Hashem. And we match up three of these with the word Iver and one with the word Cheresh. Pasukov. Now Hashem elaborates. Ro'os, Rabos, Velo, Sishmar. You see many things. These people, this is an expression which means they're very wise. If we look at the Mitzvah Pasachof, Haloi Hema Royim Harbi Chochma, they see much wisdom. The Ein Bohem Mi Asher Yishmar, and yet, even though they see very much, Ro'os Rabos is an expression which means they're extremely wise. They see great wisdom, words of wisdom in the Torah. But yet, v'lo sishmar, they don't guard the population, the simple man, from doing sin. V'lo sishmar, look at the Mitzvot. V'eim ha'miya asher yishmar es hazulos, and there's no one that guards his fellow man, l'heshivo midarkoi hara, and inspires him and corrects him, gives him mussar to do tshuva. Ulechein meheroi likoiv, therefore it's fitting that he should be called blind. Pakoyach oznayim, there are people, these people have open ears. When it says here they have open ears, it means another expression, which means they're extremely wise. They are intelligent people. They have learned much wisdom, but yet, v'lo yishma, they don't want to hear that anything is wrong among in anything is wrong in a society. That is a very terrible thing. You know, it's like, I know the people that learn, I know people that learn, my father used to explain that, there's people that learn Lashon Hara. They know Chavetz Chaim, Sefer Chavetz Chaim inside out, from cover to cover. They can quote chapter and verse. And you tell them, you know, there's a terrible thing that's happening in society. Someone's being murdered. Go out into the street, Reuven is, he's killing Shimon. It's Lashon Hara. I don't want to hear about this. Terrible. Beware. Father used to tell me, beware of the people that are very, very nizer in Lashon Hara. Beware. No, Lashon Chavetz Chaim, Shaiva Chaim, this is his life work, Chavetz Chaim. But you have to know, don't abuse your powers. That's exactly what it says here. Tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, Ro'os Rabos, they see great things, they see the Chochmas HaTorah. Pokoyach Oznayim, their ears are open to hear, they know every shir, they listen to shiurim, listening to tapes, and they're going to shiurim. But when it comes to the problems that need to be addressed, whether it's among their family, whether it's their neighbors, V'loy Sishmar, all of the lessons, no, I don't want to hear. V'lo yishma, v'lo sishma, v'lo yishma. It's very dangerous. You have to be very, very careful. Don't, al titzta karbe.
Selective hearing.
Al titzta karbe. Sometimes you have to get your hands dirty. You get your hands dirty. It's not a perfect world. Now we come to an extremely famous pasuk. Hashem chafetz l'mayim et tzidko, yagdil l'toroa v'yadir. Now, here it's very, you know, we say this pasuk so many times, and this pasuk as we say, Hashem wants to give merit to Klal Yisrael, therefore Heber Lohem Torah Mitzvos. Hashem added, Hashem multiplied Torah Mitzvos. Shenemar, Hashem Chafetz L'man Itzidko. Hashem wants for His good, for His righteousness, Yagdil Torah V'yadir, so He expands Torah, He makes Torah great, and He glorifies it, he makes it, he glorifies Torah, and that, so it basically means the way we are very familiar with translating this pasuk, Hashem gives man many opportunities to fulfill Torah and mitzvahs. Why? Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko. Hashem wants for his righteousness. Hashem wants to give men opportunities to perfect himself and to come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem, it's basically a righteousness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to give man many opportunities. If Hashem wanted, He only given us very few opportunities, and it would be very, very hard to achieve perfection, to acquire Olam Haba. And we would miss out. But no, Hashem is a tzaddik. Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko. He wants to be kind and gracious and righteous to this world. So He gave us tayag mitzvos. A person should try at least in a mitzvah that he feels yet he has a natural affinity with. He should perfect and pursue that mitzvah. That's the way we commonly translate this pasuk. And then, of course, we say Kaddish, you have to finish off with the Devar HaGod, and then we say Kaddish Yasim at the end of learning. But in the context of the Pasuk, it's very good, that's what's in the Maile, you learn Nevi'im inside. When you learn a Pasuk, in the context of the Pasuk, that's not what it means. What it means here, if you look in Rashi, we just finished over here giving incredible Musa. These psukim over here are telling us that the prophets and the leaders are failures. Hashem has given them incredible gifts of intelligence and chokhmah, and they know Kol HaTorah Kula, and they've been able to devote their lives to learning and studying Torah. And what do? When it comes time to go out to the world, and they see everything is wrong, they sit back and do nothing. They let everyone just continue on their path of gloom and doom. And so Hashem here in Pasuk Yichof Aleph says, no! That's not why I've given you the gift of Chochmah. It's not why I've given you the opportunity to sin and learn and to learn Hashem's Torah. I've given you this gift in order that you should correct the failures of mankind. Hashem Chafetz Leman Tzidko. Let's look at the Rashi Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Lehar Oischem. Hashem wants, what does Hashem want? Hashem wants Lehar Oischem to show you, v'lefkoyach oznechem, and to open up your ears, leman tzedek. The reason why Hashem has opened up your eyes and has opened up your ears to Torah is in order that there should be in this world righteousness, tzedek, ulekhein hu magdil madilochem Torah, and that is why He has given you this gift. And what have you done with the gift? It's Musar. What have you done with the gift? You've closed your eyes. You've shut your ears. There's nothing wrong with society. Everything is perfect. Olam kiminhagoy noho. So it's a...
Are you allowed to then? I mean, you sit there... Somebody sits in this medrash all day and it comes out of Galadons. And the world's, Jews are into marriage and integration and Alamites are Nakia Shabbos and... Whatever you want. The whole world is full. The Jewish world is
apart.
You sit there and
balance. It's a tough balance. It's a very difficult balance. Obviously, you just can't sit and do nothing. But there are certain limitations that you have, and you can't be expected to solve the world's problems. So it's you're asking an impossible question. There is no answer to the question. Every person is different. Every person has different nitios, different talents. Some people they can't go out to the world. They just don't have it. They don't have the talent. They don't have the koyach to do it. They don't have the ability. They have children. They have to be home. They have to be with them. Other people, this is what their tafkida life is. Look at Lubavitch. Lubavitch, it's their big thing to put out a Chabad house. Every dal kanfas aretz. That's their shita. A lot of other Gedolei Yisrael don't hold from this. They don't hold. This is not a ma'al. It's not your problem to go out to all different parts of the world and be makariv nitchei Yisrael.
So how do they fulfill this pasuk?
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
They don't go out. The Rebbe's made for sure.
There's a belief. There's a very famous story. The very, very famous story is that a person, when he was young, he I'm sure you've heard this, he decided he's going to be the Melech HaMashiach. He's going to conquer the entire world. He's going to go create all the problems he's going to solve. And then he sees, he gets a little bit older, and he starts building his organization. He sees, I can't save the world. I can't save the world. It's just too hard. Let me at least save the country. Right? At least North America I'll save. Can't save the other part. So he tries to, at least to limit his talent to North America. Can't do that either. Then he gets to his country. Can't do that either. State, I'm just giving it. Then city doesn't work. At least let me be a councilman in my community, right? Forget about my city. Well, at least in the district, in the community. No, can't do that. At least on my neighbors, right? I have a block. I have a couple of neighbors. Let me influence them. Let me convince them to do the right thing. Can't do that either. Let me my family, right? My wife, my children. Let me at least have influence upon them. No, can't do that either. Then you know what? Let me at least change myself. Let me at least perfect my own character. Let me at least be a true Eved Hashem. He went from the whole world. Now he realizes, and then he realizes, I can't even perfect myself. And then he comes to the realization that if he would succeed in perfecting himself, he would be able to perfect the whole world. It's the same koyach you need. To correct yourself, you need to correct the entire world. So many Gedolei Yisrael believe if you focus on correcting yourself, at least what's very, very local, the effect, the koyach, is so great, is so powerful, that it will memela have a ripple effect on others and go from place to place. There obviously must be a proper balance. And what is the proper balance? Every single person is different. You cannot generalize. Some people, they got it. This is what they want to do. They have a calling in life. Some people, no, it's not for them. Okay, let's go. Now let's just see how this pasuk fits in. Now you have to really read pasuk chaf aleph. See, the point I want to make is, pasuk chaf aleph is a famous pasuk. But to appreciate the pasuk in its simplest form, it can only be fully understood when you read it together with pasuk yud ches, yud tes and chaf, and what comes afterwards with pasuk chaf beis. Let's read chaf chaf beis, and we'll come back. Vuhu means the nation, referring to the main, the ha'amoinam. They're totally misguided. Am bozuz. Their people have been plundered. The shasui. And been trampled upon, hafeach bachurim kulam. They're all pathetic. Hafeach means they're in a state of worry and confusion. It's a very hard word to translate. Hafeach inyan davon v'doig. They're in a state of worry. They're depressed. The people are misguided. They have no direction and guidance in life. Hafeach bachurim kulam. They're all like young men who are in a state of despair. Okay, that's what we say. Hafeach means despair. Bachurim means like young men. Kol bachurim, all of the young men. And it says hayulochem mapach nofesh. They're all in a state of despair. Uvevote kiloim hoch bo. It's as if they're locked up in prison. A kiloim is a prison, a dungeon. Hoyu lavas, they have been plundered. The ein matzil, there's no one to save them. Mishisa, they've been stepped on. The ein oimer hoshav, and there's no one to come and rescue them. There's no one to come and to restore them. Rosh Hashav means like shav, to return and to redeem them from their state of plunder and their lowly state. So now we take all that together. We now understand that this pasuk Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko yadol Torah v'yadir is not such a happy pasuk. It's not such a happy. It's a pasuk that is smack in the middle of incredible criticism that Hashem has for the Jewish leaders, or people, not necessarily Jewish leaders, people that have potential to change, to turn things around, and sit back and do nothing. Incredible. Yeah, over here, Pasuk Yud Ches, Yutes, Chav, that's three psukim. And then we have Pasuk Chav Beis, which is the fourth, which comes afterwards. And then it goes on a little bit more. But basically, it's really these four psukim are incredible psukim of rebuke to people that have potential to turn things around because Hashem has given them the talent and the gifts to do this. But what do? They sit back and do nothing. Hashem says, but that's not what you're here for. The reason why I've given you these gifts, these talents, because Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem wants that there should be tzedek. Hashem wants that the people should be righteous. Hashem wants that Torah should be glorified, should be great. Everyone should be studying and fulfilling the mitzvah of the Torah. And you people, what are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're letting the hamoinam sit back and sin and do the worst things possible, and you couldn't care less. And I have given you gifts, and you don't take advantage of the gifts. So, in the context of the pasuk, it's very powerful mussar. Unfortunately, the average person, including myself, we don't think of it like that because Chazal extract a pasuk in the middle of nowhere, from middle of an entire parsha, and it's a very nice pasuk. You're learning the Daf Gemara, Daf Yomi, or Daf Zohar, someone wants to say Kaddish. Kaddish Rabbanan. No, Amar Mechana Nakash, Ratzach HaShvachu, Lizak HaSes, Yisrael Lefi Chivim Torah Mitzvahs. Hashem wanted to give men opportunities. So Hashem gave many, many mitzvahs. There are many daf, there are 2,711 daf in Shas. Everyone will at least understand one daf. And therefore, there are many opportunities. Yad Dil Torah V'Yad, it's a beautiful pasuk, and now we can say Kaddish. Kaddish Rabbanan. It is true. And the Chazal, I mean, we do that. We do all the time. We tell you all these midrashim. The midrashim, they take the pasuk out of context and extract some two, three words. Ah, it's a shame of pasuk. I told you yesterday, Hashem is going to cry out like a Yoleda, Kayoleda Efa. So I told you, it was a Rosh Hashanah, when a woman came and was in the Sakana, Kayoleda Efa, Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shadu, Apella, Isa, Apella, whatever the Rosh Hashanah were. That's typical. That's not just from the Rosh Hashanah. That's a Midrashim. Midrashim, every other Medrash does something like that. But it's also important to learn the Pasuk in its simplest form, in its context. Not to take it out of its context. And then, this Pasuk is a frightening, frightening Pasuk. It's part of this incredible Musar. You failures. Yishai is saying, you bunch of failures. You're doing nothing. Is this what Hashem gave you? Your wealth and your talents just to sit around and look at the walls? Failures. Hashem chofetz the man tzidko yadil Torah v'yadir. Get up and do something about all of the sins of that are taking place in this world. Let's see the pasuk. Now that we have that back, let's read the mitzvah of pasuk of Aleph. Pasuk of Aleph. Hashem chafetz ratzolaymar haloi ikar chafetz Hashem ba'anoshim ko'elo. The reason why Hashem wants these people who have these talents, who have open eyes and open ears, who ba'avor shekol echad mehem yatzdik es chazulas, should make this fellow man into a tzaddik and tell him, stop the nonsense. Lelamdoi, to teach him derech hayoshar, ulahadil hatorah ulahadira, lrotzoloimar, leharbos limudas hasa'om. The purpose is to increase knowledge among the people and to restore them, to stop them from their backsliding, from their sins. If you look at Rashi, again, the Rashi's chaval and chavbeis, Hashem chafetz leharoitzchem. Hashem wants to show you, Hashem, and to open up your ears. Why did Hashem give you the talent to see His chokhmah and to see, to understand His knowledge? It's so that leman tzedek, in order to bring about in this world righteousness. That's why He is magdil umadil lochem. That's why He made for you. He gave you knowledge. According to Rashi, means He gave you these unique people, not the Hamainan. He gave these unique individuals an incredible chokhmah of Torah, leman tzidko, to inspire you, the leaders, to influence other people. Who? But what happens? You do nothing. You don't take advantage. You're failures. V'hu ha'om hazeh bozli v'shosli v'soifu inyin lo yosem alev kol zeh loymar. Loimar, and the people don't pay attention to say Loma Kirasanuzos. Uminosan Lumashisek, these are referring to what's going on to the next pasuk, and the end is they just continue to sin, and one thing leads to another. The sin leads to Golos, and when the Jewish people are in a state of Golos, it's as if they're trapped in a prison and they just wither away into nothingness. Let's just finish up all the pasuk. Nibuchem Yazizos, pasuk of Yibul says, is there anyone among you that understands what I'm telling you? Yakshiv, the Yishma, Yakshiv is another word for listening, to listen carefully, hearken. Yakshiv, the Yishma, listen carefully. Laachar, listen carefully, Laachar, what's going to happen at the end. In other words, Ezeo Chachom, Mi Sharoya Es Hanoilat. Who is a wise man? A person that sees what's coming. If you follow this path, what's the end going to be? The end's going to be no good. Is there anyone that's wise among you that can listen and understand what lachor, what this mahalach will lead to? Look at the right, look at the mitzvahs. Yakshav chinim, sanibachem, asher yakshav l'shmaya davar, shayam aloy b'achrona. What's going to happen? Where are you going to stand at the end? Is there anyone... Is there anyone among you? Okay. Now we came up to pasuk of Dalit. He both thought that was a very important pasuk, a very famous medrash. So I guess that will leave for tomorrow.